James Ward-Prowse signed a new 5.5-year deal at Southampton this morning. Good evening, James Ward-Prowse.
Adam, how you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
You've had worse days?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, no, it's been a great day. It was a great way to start, obviously, this morning by obviously penning the new deal and got some exciting years ahead.
Yeah, I think so. I spoke to Ronald Koeman about you earlier. We talked about the length of the deal. For you as a player, that sort of security is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. But, you know, I'm not one to rest on my laurels, you know, although it's a 5.5-year contract, you know, to me, you know, I'm already looking ahead to the coming days and obviously wanting to improve. You know, like I said, I'm not going to sit back now and relax now, and I've got that security. You know, I'm going to make sure I become a better player for Southampton Football Club.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have given you that, let's be honest, James, if they weren't confident about your character. And of course, you should take credit for the fact that the club have absolutely no qualms about giving you that deal because of the way you've been since you were at the club since the age of 8.
Yeah, that's it. And ever since I was a youngster, you know, especially around the sort of 15, 16 years old, you know, the club showed great faith in me by obviously putting me in the first team. And, you know, for me, that gives me great confidence and great happiness. And you don't hear that of many clubs giving youngsters those sort of chances. So, you know, I'm a very lucky sort of person to be given that opportunity. And, you know, I see this contract as a way of paying the faith back.
Yeah, let's just reiterate what the two of us said in December as well about your ambitions for this year, because there's no doubt Ronald Koeman has decided you're a key player for the next few years for this club, and you want to take your England prospects a bit further, don't you, in the next 12 months?
Yeah, of course I do. You know, obviously the priority at the minute for me is obviously being in and around, you know, the England under-21s, because, you know, we've got a very important tournament in the summer, and, you know, it's going to be great for my development. But I think if I can perform consistently on a good basis for the football club and work hard and keep improving as a player and as a person, then obviously that will stand me in good stead for the hopeful full international call-up.
Well, how much do you think you've got to do to take that call-up? Because for me, it might hinge on the amount of goals you start scoring from midfield. And I know you're bored of me saying it, but it's going to help, isn't it? It's going to help you get noticed.
I know. Yeah, well, yeah, of course it is. And, you know, I've enjoyed playing the sort of slightly further forward role that the manager's put me in. And, you know, I found myself getting a few assists, which has been good. And, you know, there's no mistake that I've had the opportunity to score. But, you know, just that sort of composure in front of goal hasn't really been there. But, you know, I'm aware of what I need to work on. And, you know, I'll be working on that training to make sure that obviously I can get that in the game.
Now, a lot of people, if they got the sort of contract you've got, would love to go out and celebrate tonight. I've got this lovely image of your mother going, "That's lovely for you, darling. Well done. Are you coming over for dinner?" But then I've also think, because you're probably under a curfew. Just tell us, what's the rules? You're 2 days away from a game. You're probably not allowed out tonight, are you?
No. Well, you know, obviously it's nice to obviously get a contract. But for me, you know, I'm looking forward to the game on Sunday. And, you know, as professional athletes, you know, we've got to look after ourselves. And yeah, you know, just sort of chilling tonight, watch EastEnders, you know, cook a nice meal, have my family around, and just sort of chill out, really. And then obviously, you know, celebration, you know, maybe have a nice meal out with my family after the game.
Yeah, I think Bournemouth have a 2-day curfew on players. Is it the same at most clubs? Is it usually 2 nights before a game where you can't really go out and do stuff?
I don't think there's really a curfew. I think the club just, you know that we're very good professionals, and, you know, we're third in the Premier League. You know, if we're going to win games of football, we've got to look after ourselves and, you know, compete with the best. So I think the lads are very professional. You know, every single one of them looks after themselves right.
Yeah. Okay, just finally, I can't talk to you without mentioning Jack, because obviously he's been in and around you for a number of years. He's a very popular player. He's always been easy to deal with and a good in the dressing room and a grafter. So, you know, whilst the club might have had little choice because of him being out of contract and being able to talk to other clubs, I would imagine the day's a bit tinged with sadness that he's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Corky was a fantastic lad, and, you know, he's a very popular member of the dressing room. And I remember when I made my debut all those years ago at Crystal Palace, you know, he was the first to really welcome me and give me advice. And, you know, sort of playing alongside him was, you know, a fantastic experience. And, you know, I owe a lot to him and welcome me into the sort of men's football environment, if you like. And, you know, obviously cleaning his boots as well, it was a real good sort of, you know, upbringing. And, you know, he's one of the nicest lads I've met in football. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for him in his future.
Yeah, I think we all absolutely would echo that and wish him well. No more cleaning boots for you on that new contract, young man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks for your time tonight, and I'll speak to you after your score on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Stay warm tonight.
Cheers, I will, mate. Thank you. James Ward-Prowse, live on BBC Radio Solent on the Sports Hour.